All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I often wondered all the times that I would watch the news and see these heavily armed people on the right who claim to be so patriotic, who claim to love our country. And before I knew who the Boogaloo Boys, the Proud Boys, and others, the Oath Keepers, before I knew who they were, and you always thought, why are these people running around as if they are somehow representatives of our government, that our government needs them for something? Look, our government is well armed, and so they haven't asked for the Proud Boys, the Boogaloo Boys, or the Oath Keepers. I don't remember any entity of our government asking for these people. But yet they are there to frighten people. You know, they walk around with, you know, their guns and their vest and their flags, and they want to be somebody. You know, they want to terrify people. What is the purpose of them walking around with all of the ammunition, the guns, and dressed as if they are representing our military? What is that all about? Now, it's one thing to see them in that mode, but it's another one altogether when you see them and what they did on January 6, 2021. So the Oath Keepers, their title, Oath Keepers, Guardians of the Republic. Oh, okay. So the Republic, they say. Whose Republic? The Guardians of the Republic, law enforcement, the military. Where did the Oath Keepers fit in that mix? Who said that we needed the Oath Keepers to guard the Republic? And why is that legal? The Oath Keepers, which claims tens of thousands of present and former law enforcement officials and military veterans as members, is one of the largest far-right anti-government groups in the U.S. today. Oh, law enforcement, military. You mean the law enforcement that we all love and embrace? You know, well, did you say you love your law enforcement official today? You can't beat people talking about how much they love law enforcement, especially those on the right. But then when many misguided law enforcement officials and military men leave those disciplines, they join criminal entities like the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys and the Boogaloo Boys. How come I don't hear people talking about that? I don't hear Fox News talking about that. I don't hear the conservatives who all the time want to talk about, well, somebody wants to defund the police. Defund the police. Oh, that's what the liberals want to do. They want to defund the police. Listen, how come I don't hear you talking about the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, and the Boogaloo Boys? Why don't we? Did you know? Did you know that the majority of them, tens of thousands of them, are former, you know, military guys and police officers? Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center has something to say about them, and they call them extremist, anti-government movement. It's what it is. All right, let's do this. Let's go to the phone line. Sam, who do we have on?
Mark from Sussex.
Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Not much. Thanks for taking my call. But I'm just listening to you, and I can't help but laugh when I hear Democrats talk about, you know, the thought, all of these mishaps of all these protests and riots. What about last summer, summer and a half? Over 580 major cities rioting, fired. We had billions of dollars of damage, people hurt, killed. Oh, my Lord. So when I hear you, what, any Democrat talk about law enforcement, and do you ever talk about officers that have been shot and killed?
Yeah, let me say this to you, man. You said no because, again, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. You just assume. You just assume. Let me say this to you, man. Number one, what took place at the United States Capitol.
I'm not disagreeing.
No, listen, man. Because what you do, what you are saying is you do exactly what other conservatives are doing, deflect. What they're talking about right now and what was shown on television yesterday showed a bunch of criminals who stormed the Capitol.
You're missing the point.
As I said to you, whatever those riots were unacceptable, but they didn't go to the Capitol and beat police officers and attack and attempt to kill congressmen and senators and the vice president of the United States. If you don't understand the difference between the two, shame on you. You know, if you don't think that what you claim about what took place in cities pales in comparison to somebody threatening to kill the vice president of the United States, man, you got issues, right? You really do. There's no comparison in the two. And that, and at the root of all of this is people like you who see that, and you can't even understand the threats that were made to the nation. You want to come back and point, oh, well, there were, yeah, did you notice what took place in the cities? We're talking about the United States government. You don't see the difference?
He hung up because there's no logic.
I'm sure he did hang up.
Right.
He hung up because it was foolish.
Right.
It was folly. And that's what they do. He can't see, oh, well, I didn't say. Oh, well, no, you didn't say. But that's what you were implying. Look, don't poke the bear. If you don't want, to be bitten.
I can't take it when they're like, oh, BLM. You know how many marches I personally took place in Milwaukee, in Whitewater, in all of these other places? So peaceful.
So he doesn't know because he's a sheeple, right? He's a member of the sheeple. He only knows what they've said to him, right? He doesn't know. So, he needs to go back and study a little bit. Bring him on. Good morning, CJ. What's happening?
Morning, Earl.
Did you see the great Fox News that you claim? Oh, well, it's the most listened to and most watched. I saw the cowards on Fox News turn down the volume on what was going on yesterday, so the sheeple couldn't hear the truth. Did you see that?
Well,
yeah, I'm sure you did.
Disagree, Earl.
Yeah, I know you disagree, man. Yeah. You always going to disagree.
Fox Business Network.
So let me ask you something. So you go to Fox Business Network to watch Fox News, Because I watch Fox News, and I don't go to Fox Business Network. Why was it not on the regular station that you watch all the time? Respond to that. You can't, right?
Because there
crickets.
Was, because it was well covered on other stations.
Oh, man. I watched it. Listen, man. Again, why was it not on Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity? Why did they not show, why did Fox News not show it so everybody could see it? Why did they turn down the volume on it and allow
Earl,
Sean Hannity?
It was well covered. I watched it. So
well, listen, man, I'm not going to. I'm talking about the Oath Keepers. I'm talking about tens of thousands of former law enforcement and police officers who are part of a bigoted, racist, anti-government movement that many on the right support. What about that?
And those people are being punished, aren't they, Earl?
No.
Are they not being convicted and charged?
No. The bottom line is, I watched conservatives on yesterday try to deflect that.
We watched for months and months and months as reporters stood in front of burning buildings and called them peaceful.
I would love to be able to have a real conversation with you, but it's impossible to do.
No, you won't. You talk over me.
Listen, because I'm going to always talk over you because it's my show. I don't know why we have to continue to go over this. If you listen to conservative talk radio, get rid of him, okay? If you listen to conservative talk radio like I do, the talk show host does not allow differing views. I'm trying to give him an opportunity because I know even if I give him an opportunity with differing views, I'm going to slay him with truth. So I'm not concerned about him speaking. But I'm not going to let him change what it is we're talking about. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.